At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Can you hear a heart stop? Listen to the teardrop echoing in each and every land. Pictures in the water, images of slaughter issued by a petrifying, death-defying hand. Hearts are stirred and shaken, friendships will awaken, fellow feeling teeming to the shore. Raise the lantern in the harbor, light the golden door. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes, meeting eagles soaring in the sky, we will resurrect with honor. Put our faith upon her, she will raise the lantern.
Well, that's a short excerpt from The Phoenix. Will be featured as part of Dublin's Music Town Festival next weekend. And the man behind that is Carl Corcoran, broadcaster, current director of the MA in Songwriting at the University of Limerick. Carl, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Lovely to be with you on this sunny day.
Well, we go back a long way. You used to be Jamie Stone.
Indeed.
Way back in the day.
Yeah, in the Stone Age. I was just recalling to my partner Siobhan that our first radio interaction was 45 years ago when you and I were in the same studio. You had a lovely late night program on the National Broadcaster, and I was brought in occasionally as a young pop star to do book reviews, if you remember. And it was a great experience. We were both in short pants at the time, though, remember. Mm-hmm.
Well, we're still doing the book reviews as we did earlier on the programme. Now, Carl, you, of course, have gone on to do other things. You're a very experienced broadcaster yourself. But songwriting is still at the heart of who you are.
Yes, indeed. Jamie Stone was the beginning of a journey in songwriting, and it continued in my 20 years that I lived in America, involved in the Irish-American field. And then on my return to Ireland in 1999, I got sidetracked a little bit, but enjoyably, in broadcasting until 4 years ago, when I was lucky enough to be offered the role of course director for the MA in Songwriting at the Irish World Academy in UL. And that kind of brought me back into the world of songwriting in a more forensic way, even though I had always written songs, maybe not as diligently as I am now. But one of the elements of the course is the inspection, self-inspection and reflection of material. So over the last while, I've been actually revisiting some of the material from the past, even the Jamie Stone stuff that we're now looking at, a project where I'm revitalizing some of the material. But one of the songs that I had written shortly after my return from New York in 99, hardly 2 years back in Ireland, and the tragedy of 9/11 occurred. And that inspired me in a very emotional way to work on a song with co-writer and lyricist Art McGann. And together we produced this song called The Phoenix. And it appeared in various iterations over the 20 years, and most recently, in view of the fact that the 20th anniversary is fast approaching, I revisited and thought that it might suit the choral environment. And through a connection with Roisin Blunny and DCU, who is very immersed in the choral community, I was introduced to Kieran Kelly, who is the artistic director of Ardu. And he did this glorious choral arrangement. I look on it as Kieran dressed the song in these glorious clothes. And it's receiving its world premiere this weekend on Sunday as part of the Music Town Festival, which is ongoing from today.
The next 10 days.
Yeah.
So, I was going to call you Jamie Carl. when can I'll people answer. See this, and how can they see it? I mean, is everything virtual?
Yes, the entire Music Town Festival is virtual, which means that it's accessible to audiences beyond Dublin. It's multidisciplinary, multi-genre, multi-location. The information is on musictown.ie, if interested, you can go to the Ardu website, ardumusic.com/musictown, and there you'll be provided with a link to the broadcast, recorded in St. Anne's Church in Dawson Street with the Palestrina Choir and members of the St. Mary's Girls Choir, along with Ardu and lead vocalist Kieran Kelly for this performance of The Phoenix. So it's all available 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
On Sunday. Carl, thank you very much for talking to me. And it's great to talk to you on the radio once again after so many years. Carl Corcoran, broadcaster and current director for the MA in Songwriting at the University of Limerick and co-writer of The Phoenix, getting its performance on Sunday as part of the Music Town Festival.